the Republican Party is facing many challenges like a struggling economy, an expensive ongoing war, and a major storm along the Gulf Coast. In addition to these troubles, the Republican Party hasn't found a connection with young people. According to Circle, a nonpartisan research center studying youth civic engagement, 60% of young Democrats voted for Obama in the 2007-2008 primaries. Only 34% of young Republicans voted for McCain. On the streets of St. Paul, white press talk with people about their views on the Republican Party and its appeal to young people.
How do you think the GOP is appealing to young people?
The Republican Party does not appeal much to me. I think that a lot of the reason for that is I don't see that that the Republican Party does a whole lot for youth.
We have people telling us that the youth are the future, yet we have people like John McCain, who's like 70 or something now, running for president, and the youth, the future, the people who are going to be running this country in 20 years are supposed to look up to that. I mean, the man can be perfectly good, but he's just not going to inspire young people.
They should probably change their politics to be a party friendly to the environment and one that will nurture a future of young people.
Well, what the Democratic Party is doing is getting a lot of celebrity support. They also have, they've elected Barack Obama, and he's sort of really fun to listen to. He's very articulate, and he moves people.
While some don't think the party addresses youth issues, next you'll hear from young voters who are undaunted by McCain's age and feel his experience and stance on the issues are worth a vote. In an effort to appeal to young people, McCain has been making late-night show rounds. He's appeared on SNL, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and The Late Show with David Letterman.
The only thing Obama's done is he's put a lot of ads on like MySpace and Facebook and stuff, but like the way he stands on issues isn't any more appealing to youth than, say, you know, what McCain stands for. Well, it really depends on, it depends on the person. I mean, I know for us, like, we're all in a band together, and, you know, for us it's like abortion. Like, we're all very strongly pro-life, whereas Obama's strongly pro-choice, and for us that's a big issue. It really depends on, I think it depends on religion more than age. I think it depends on where you live, and I don't think age is as big of an issue as people think it is. The only reason why people think the Democratic Party appeals to youth is because of the youth of the main candidate in Obama. It's more of an issues thing. It's not an age thing. And that's where people get confused, is they think just because he's a little bit younger, even though it means he's less experienced, they think that means they should be voting for him, when in reality it's like it's more based on issues, and it really shouldn't matter how old you are.
The Republican Party can't appeal to young people because it's supposed to represent fiscal responsibility. It's supposed to represent a humble foreign policy. It's supposed to represent liberty for the individual. So I think if more young people got involved, perhaps we could steer it back to where it used to be.
At 72, McCain must appeal to young voters. A CNN poll released Sunday night shows the Obama-Biden ticket leading the McCain-Palin ticket by 1 point. It's a statistical dead heat. With this week's pause in the convention, the McCain ticket may have more opportunity to relate to young voters. For White Press, I'm Justin Byers. Pratik Sharon and Becky Mangan also helped in the production of this piece.